I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Pope Francis has expressed his support for Yemeni refugees in South Korea by sending them funds from his papal charities. Around 500 migrants arrived on the southern island of Jeju. The churches they are staying in are helping to provide food as well as teach them the Korean language. The Apostolic Nuncio to South Korea stated that Pope Francis asked the refugees not to lose courage and that there are no first or second class citizens. Rick Gates, a former senior member of President Trump's campaign team, will be testifying later this week in the trial of Paul Manafort, Trump's former campaign chairman. Gates has cooperated with special counsel Robert Mueller and cut a plea deal in which he admitted to two felony charges. Those charges are what he will be testifying on. Meanwhile, Trump seems to have changed a story on a 2016 meeting that happened at Trump Tower between a Russian lawyer, his son, and other members of his campaign. Just over a year ago, Trump stated the meeting was to discuss a program on the adoption of Russian children. This weekend, however, Trump tweeted that the meeting was to get information on an opponent and that it was totally legal, although he did not know about it. Investigators in Venezuela are looking for those behind a failed assassination attempt of the country's president, Nicolas Maduro. The attack on Saturday came as Maduro was ending his speech, talking on the state of Venezuela's economy. The explosions originated from drones and what the government said was the first use of drones against a head of state. Investigators have taken six suspects into custody and are claiming that they worked with people in Miami and Colombia on the attack. Maduro and his allies have said the attack was proof that there is an international ploy to overthrow his administration. He blamed the, quote, far right and asked U.S. President Donald Trump to hold them responsible. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton responded, saying if Venezuela has concrete information that shows U.S. criminal law was broken, they will look into it. A Pew Research Center survey looked at the reasons why Americans go or don't go to church. The survey found that for those that attend services, the main reason they go is to feel closer to God. Other common reasons include giving their children a moral foundation and the desire to become better people. However, for those that don't attend, the reasons are more varied. Some of the reasons given were that they practice their faith in other ways, not having found a house of worship that they like, and a lack of belief. The difference in whether or not one attends church also appears to depend on age and political leanings. 55% of those that go at least once a month are over 50, and 75% of those that state a lack of belief for the reason they rarely go or don't go identify as Democrat or lean Democratic. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.